And now the fifth step is forgiveness. And this was the hardest step that I always have to take when I do this work. And I've done it for 40 years. So I'm an old pro at this. Forgiveness. Forgiving myself. There's always something that I'm holding a grudge on myself for, that it's hard for me to forgive. And by not forgiving, I'm locking energy up. And when I began to understand what was going on with me by not forgiving and releasing myself from something I did to maybe somebody else or something I thought about or wanted to do or an unkindness that I did, when I thought about those things and I had to look at them, I felt guilty and ashamed, and I felt unworthy, and how can God love me if I can't love myself and appreciate who I am? It was easier for me to forgive you than it was for me to forgive me. And I thought that was so interesting when I began to understand that I had much more love for my fellow man than I did for my own self, in appreciation of that God self that I am. So forgiving myself was very hard, but once I learned how to do it, and I use this all the time when I want to take a spiritual step and I feel stuck, as I said before, this is the place where I'm stuck lots of times. That something within the year, within the months, got in my crawl, so to speak, and I had to let go of it. And then I didn't like myself for the way I felt. And then I kind of beat myself up for it. So we are going to forgive ourselves tonight. We are going to release ourselves. We are going to send new energy into ourselves, because it's blocking our flow. It truly is blocking the flow. And when I began to realize how I was blocking my flow and not letting it out by not forgiving myself, I got real busy and decided I was going to forgive myself. Because in so doing, I was able to be more loving to others, because I appreciated who I was, I could appreciate who they were in a new way. The Christ consciousness loves unconditionally and appreciates and nurtures, but is also strong, and knows what it needs to hold back and discipline itself, and knows when it needs to let go and forgive itself. That's part of the Christ consciousness. That's part of what you are. You have that within yourself to release, let go, forgive, and walk on, and not carry that burden with you. So tonight, we are going to really work on letting go, forgiving ourselves, and saying, okay, what is it? What is it that I have not been able to forgive about myself? And you know, one of the times that I was doing this, it was my mother-in-law. Yep, I didn't like my mother-in-law at all. And I could tell you 25 good reasons why I shouldn't. You just ask me, and I could go through my list. And I thought, I didn't like myself very well because I talked about her to anybody that would listen. And I bet you people just got sick of listening to me about my woes about my mother-in-law. I even felt that way after I got divorced. I mean, really, that poor woman, she had a real bad problem. We had bad karma, so to speak. When I realized that I was playing this little game in my head, and I needed to let go of her, but I didn't like me for being the kind of person I was that didn't like her. It's very complicated sometimes. It gets really messy. But there's somebody, something that you need to release tonight and let go of to set yourself free. Because then you can fly. Fly in the wonderful energy that is yours. It's a new energy. It's a new vibration. And when we let go of the old vibrations, we move into higher vibrations. Higher vibrations. And we begin to truly support our soul at a higher level. So, here we go. What is the hardest thing to forgive about myself? What is causing me not to forgive myself about? Oh, I found out it was I love my little list of I don't likes. How will lack of forgiveness affect my future? In a big way, it will affect it. And how will it affect it? How will my life improve? How will it improve if I do forgive myself? You're going to find out tomorrow how your life will improve. But put down how you think it might improve if you let it go. One thing, you're going to have more energy. You're going to have a lot more energy to do that which is yours to do, to serve and to love those around you in a new and more vital way. So go to it, because we are going to work through this and move through this, and we are going to let go. Let go.